WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Former Vice President Mike Pence isn't wavering when it comes to 2020. CBS's Linda Kenyon explains.
Pence says what Donald Trump asked him to do on January 6th was unconstitutional.
I had no right to overturn the election.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Pence said his job was to certify the 2020 Electoral College votes, nothing more.
Frankly, President Trump asked me to put him over the Constitution that day, but I chose the Constitution, and I always will.
Trump's legal team says the prosecution's got a weak case. A glacial outburst has caused record flooding in Juneau, Alaska, destroying at least one home. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Park says the worst of it is over.
We are looking at a pattern change, and that's our primary focus, is, you know, coordinating with people on the ground. We're looking at, you know, some rain showers, but nothing out of the ordinary for this time of year for Juneau.
Wow. Sweden wins.
The U.S. got eliminated by Sweden today at the Women's World Cup. CBS's Nancy Chen talked to the Americans.
We just lost the World Cup by a millimeter. That's tough. To come up short hurts.
The match also marks the final World Cup appearance by Megan Rapinoe, who has announced this is her final tournament before retiring.
I feel so proud of everything that this team has done and everything we've done on the field and everything we've done off the field.
Here at home, a big comeback for the GOAT.
2 years after announcing a timeout in her spectacular career at the Tokyo Olympics, star gymnast Simone Biles has returned to competition in suburban Chicago, and there was no disappointment for her fans. The four-time Olympic gold medalist dazzled them with her sky-high tumbling, and oh yes, by winning the competition by a wide margin.
That is CBS's Tom Foti reporting. Niger's coup leaders have now shut down the country's airspace ahead of a deadline tonight to hand power back to its president. A union of about 15 West African countries has threatened military intervention if they don't comply by midnight. Meantime, senior officials from 40 nations, including the U.S., are meeting in Saudi Arabia now to talk about a possible peace plan between Ukraine and Russia. But UC Berkeley professor Stephen Fish says he doesn't think the Kremlin will let up.
He's made it perfectly clear that he wants to wipe Ukraine as an independent country off the map. The Ukrainian people have shown him they want no part of being part of Russia. Putin, in characteristic resentful style, is trying to punish them.
Okay, ladies, let's do this.
After just 3 weeks in theaters, Barbie officially hit the $1 billion mark this weekend in global ticket sales, and it's number one again here at home at the box office, earning another $53 million domestically. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit indeed.com/credit.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Say it. causing a good conversation or a ceremonial libation. And they love it with a good vibration. Love will come again. Yeah. Coming together, let's rendezvous. We can meet it two. Yeah. So many things I wanna say to you. Together, let's rendezvous.
Radio on Civic Media, that's Ja Boogie featuring Dub Foundation from their brand new album. That's the title track, Spiritual Work. Before that, Rendezvous. Dub Foundation and Ja Boogie, they closed out at Woodfest on Sunday on the Luther Allison stage. On Saturday, before the closing act, Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts started, I got to introduce Luther Allison Jr. to the Luther Allison stage. That was a very special, memorable moment personally for me at Atwood Fest this past weekend. I hope you all had a good time. A few Civic Media folks were down at Atwood Fest. I saw Sage out in the crowd, Rebecca. I saw Jorge. Actually, Jorge was taking a bunch of pictures and actually helping us break down on Sunday after the show. Appreciate your help, Jorge, for that help. Hope you're all having a good evening. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr are off tonight. We're doing original local music from Wisconsin. Very light Max 8 radio show tonight, just because it's the Atwood Fest hangover. You understand, if you ever host a large music festival and a stage for a weekend, you can hear it in my voice. I'm struggling to talk right now. I will tell you, though, before I push play on the next song, we got music on the way from Pink Halo. We'll do some 7,000 Apart. We got Heavy Looks, Kelsey Miles, all on the way. Right now, how about some Linkin Barr? Terry Barr did an interview with Linkin Barr, no relation. You can find that podcast right now on the Max Inc. Radio podcast page at civicmedia.us. Got your tongue, catching your throat. Had you surrendered all hope many months before? Stamp out your shoe, slip off your coat. Straighten yourself for a moment, then step through the door. Waiting just beyond the threshold is something more than fantasy. It's not at all like in the picture. Your intuition lead you to the edge of the fire, or just beyond the threshold, be the thing you most desire. Fate was secure. You thought that love meant suspension of all one's disbelief. Needless to say, the years have a way of stacking trauma.
There's no easy answer, no satisfaction given to me. But just beyond the threshold awaits your destiny.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Check. I wanna know, where did we go wrong? I'm asking for forgiveness, asking for a blank check. I wanna know, where did we go wrong? I'm not asking for forgiveness, asking for a blank check. I wanna know, where did we go wrong?
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media with 7,000 Apart. That is Blank Check from their 2019 We Are More album. They're going to be playing tomorrow, that's Sunday, at the Riverside Bar and Grill in Appleton as part of the Appleton Mile of Music Festivities. Pink Halo before that was Speed of Light. They're going to be live on King Street in front of the Majestic on Friday, September 15th. And Lincoln Bar started that set off. Their next show is at the Royal Room in Seattle for our West Coast listeners on August 24th. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr are off tonight. Original local music from Wisconsin is what we're doing right now. With Kelsey Miles, she has a brand new album dropping, and we'll have that, some songs for you next week on Max Inc. Radio. Right now, her previous latest release, I Go Back. Kelsey Miles on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I remember it all too well. Like a picture burned in my eyes. And your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never, oh, it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do. And I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just forget you. But I know that I won't. So I go back. I go back every time.
Every time.
I go back every time.
Every time.
You and I.
Yeah.
I go back. Well, it was only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade. Oh, Lord, if I could just forget you, baby. But then I never, no, I'd never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just fall.
I go back.
I go back.
I go back.
I go back.
Maxique Radio, we are local music. Heavy looks there and Shake Me Up. Coming up, we're going to have some Sunspot for you. They're actually playing a show at the Crucible. Pretty big one, actually. They're opening for Sleep Singles August 13th. We're going to hear the latest from Sunspot in just a couple minutes on Maxique Radio.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products? Do you believe in making the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe knowing by purchasing fair trade products, you are supporting the artists' economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
This is Mike.
And this is Wendy
from Sunspot. And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in a murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste, I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane, or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night.
Last look around. slow decay, walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow, take one last look around.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, Fast Car Getaway. That is the mascot theory from Every Sign of Life. You know, the mascot theory just dropped news that Flannel Fest 2023 is on the books and ready to roll. Great lineup this year. The Jayhawks, the mascot theory, Beth Keeley Band, and Allison Maha. It's happening November 10th. There's two shows. So the first one is November 10th at Poplar Hall in Appleton, and then November 11th here in Madison at the Barrymore Theater. So that's going to be a good time. Plus, you know, Flannel Fest raises money for the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund. Get all the details. Just do a search for Flannel Fest, and you'll get all the information that you need. We got music on the way from the Civil Engineers, Bradley Fish's Electric Fried Band for a little flashback. Right now, it's Beth Keeley Band, her brand new one. You've got everything you need. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Crawling into your mind, tumble around like a hurricane.
Youngstown, Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music. Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Got nothing in my rearview mirror.
from their 2015 self-titled album. That's the Civil Engineers and 52nd Avenue on Max Inc. Radio. Well, I went too far, too many blocks there. Andy Meyer and the Professionals before that. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. You know, the Civil Engineers, they're playing Wise Fest 2023. That's in Eagle, Wisconsin at the Kettle Moraine Ranch, September 29th through October 1st. This is one of those deals where you go, you see music, you camp, there's a bunch of community, there's art and so much more. And the Kettle Moraine area is beautiful. Check out this lineup. This is just a couple of hits. There's 22 bands, a couple highlights on that list. The People Brothers Band, Feed the Dog, Craig Bauman and the Story, Wise Jennings, of course, is playing. The Driveway Thrift Dwellers, Cat and a Hurricane, Gin Mill Hollow. There's a couple more on there, too. You could get all the information on their Facebook event. Just search for Wise Fest 2023. All right, coming up, we got a replay of the Devil's Lair with Hollow Bill from June 19th, 2021. And then at 10 o'clock, it's Max and Kevy. That's a replay from June 19th of this year. We'll see you back in the studio live on August 12th. It will be our first show in the brand new studio at Civic Media. We cannot wait. Rocker Terry Barr and I will be there ready to rock the world. In the meantime, I'm going to leave you with a classic song that's always been in the Max Inc. Radio playlist. Hopefully you'll sing along, because I know I will.
We're running low on toothpaste. The shampoo bottle coughs. We're down to just one towel, so we take turns drying off. The soap is made of tiny pieces of neatly melted chunks. And they just turn the water off. So now we smell like skunks. We don't mind, we got a big bag of reefer. Small pack of papers. Twist up the former with a skin from the ladder. Get high and stay there. Flash through the fresh air. Blast all of our cares away for a while. Just for a little while. The boombox eats up all the tapes. The record player scratches. Channels that our TV gets come only in brief snatches. We can't afford no magazines, no newspapers or books. Our paintings all sit on the floor because we don't have any hooks. It's alright, we got a big bag of reefer, small pack of papers, twist up the former with a skin from the ladder. In the fridge to eat, unless you're a moth. The stove, it don't work anyhow, so we just shrug it off. There's pizza boxes in the kitchen stacked up 10 feet tall. Even you scrape off the cardboard, you don't need it all. It goes good with a big bag of reefer, small bag of paper.
Living in the park, and we like it with a big bad roof.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw. WADK.